This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show this morning. And we had a very interesting conversation. If you missed the first hour, you missed a good show, you'll have to go back and listen to the podcast later this week. We had, what was that fellow's name? Rob, I believe, call from Tillman Island, charter boat captain. Very, very conscientious young man. And, well, I don't know how young he is, but he's been, said he's been on the bay for a long time. Very well spoken and pretty much hit the ball out of the park when it comes to problems addressing the commercial and recreational and charter fishery on striped bass. So here we are. Good discussion. What do you want to talk about? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we're more than glad to take your phone call about that or crabs or hunting or any other subject that you'd like to talk about, we'd like to talk about on this Memorial Day weekend where we honor our war dead. I'm not a veteran. I'm certainly not a veteran. My father served in World War II in the South Pacific. He served in Peleliu and in Japan after the surrender, after the occupation of Japan, and saw some fierce fighting on Peleliu in the Philippines. And I'm sure friends of his were killed. And I'm sure he saw many Marines get killed in the coral caves of the Philippines islands, and he was himself wounded and nearly lost his life. I mean, if the bullet would have been off that he was shot with by a few inches, he may have been paralyzed. He may have bled out. Either way, he was actually shot as he was unloading a truck. Don't know where the shot came from. Don't know if it was a sniper or what it was, if he was singled out. But he nearly lost his right leg. And, you know, strong young guy. He fought through it and survived with very little impact after being shot. But it was close. I mean, close to the femoral artery, close to the base of his spine. It was a pretty grievous injury from what I understand. Now, my dad didn't talk much about the service. He really didn't. He did not talk about being in the service. I came along when my dad was, I was adopted when he was 35, and my mother was 33. My adoptive mother was 33 at the time. So the war was, you know, almost a decade behind him at that time. Never talked much to me about his service, but he served in the Wildcats, and I have the book that he had had about the history of the Wildcats, and it's extremely interesting, you know, their travels from Hawaii to the South Pacific to Japan. He did talk a little bit about being in charge of an airplane destruction force, where they would take and put nitroglycerin down the engine block of about 400 Japanese Zeros on an airfield in Japan, and blowing the engines up, and that type of thing. It was that kind of interesting stuff is what we did. We prevented them from using the weapons of war against us after their surrender. So very interesting. And you know, I've had friends in school who served in Vietnam, and I deal with folks my age a lot who served in Vietnam. And those are the guys, the Vietnam veterans are the ones that, I got to tell you, you know, in the 70s, when I was getting out of high school, and we were at the height of the anti-war movement. It was, you know, the Beatles and peace and all that stuff. And, you know, a young, impressionable, minds full of mush and high school students, you know, we were all about peace and, you know, we wanted to see an end to the war. And we had, you know, our friends over there fighting and dying in South Vietnam. And, you know, today's veteran, the veterans of Gulf War I and II in Afghanistan, I get to see those guys on occasion and hunt with them on occasion. And you see, you know, a young man in his 20s with his legs blown off, or you see a young man in his 20s with severe head trauma and brain trauma. You see him missing eyes and limbs and fingers and arms. I can never get the vision of the young man I hunted with a couple of years ago. Both legs gone, his arm was gone. Wound up shooting a deer, and it was incredible watching that and sitting in the dove blind with the soldiers who had been shot in the spine by snipers in Iraq and or wounded in Afghanistan. And you know, you see the devastating injuries, and then you talk to these guys, and they're, you know, their spirits are good, and they know they've been blessed. I hunted with a guy who lost his vision in one eye and has had facial reconstruction surgery, and he talked about, you know, being blown out of his Humvee, and his gunnery sergeant was killed, and the guy next to him was blown out the back, and you know, that's war. And they do it voluntarily now. And they do it to protect this great country that we live in. They do it to protect me and my right to say what I want to say on these airways and my right for you to say whatever you want to say. So, look, anytime I see a soldier anywhere, whether it's a veteran wearing a hat, whether, you know, wear a T-shirt or if somebody in camo, always thank them for their service. Always buy them a coffee. Always do what you got to do to express your gratitude to these men and women that serve this great country and sacrifice so much so that we can live the way we want to live. And for the treatment that they are receiving when they return home, the medical care that they're guaranteed, for them to be in the position that they are in, trust me, there are some miraculous things that are being done in some of these hospitals. For our war wounded, but some of the guys of my father's generation, and the Vietnam guys that are getting up there now and need treatment and have suffered grievous injury and you know, things like Agent Orange and the PTSD from the Vietnam era that's been ignored. Your heart goes out. So think about what I'm saying this weekend. It's all fine and all right. You want to have a hot dog or hamburger or throw a steak on the grill or whatever it might be. You want to go out for dinner. You want to go hiking, biking, kayaking, backpacking, and bird watching. You want to go fishing. That's fine. It's all good. It's a, quote, holiday, but it's a somber day of remembrance as well. So just thought I'd put that out there. And guess what? Those guys fought and died and suffered grievous injury for my right to say that and say whatever I'd like to say about, you know, their treatment. So be that. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. I knew the callers would be slow this morning on this holiday weekend because it's going to be a beautiful day. If you're out fishing, you should be out fishing today. It's gorgeous out there. And hopefully you'll be successful, or if you're just now going, if you're just now getting there. Turkey season's over. It ended yesterday. Turkeys came on pretty strong here at the end. Afternoon hunts were pretty successful in the last week of the season. I don't have any reason for that other than the fact that I think the hens were bred early. I did hear from one fellow yesterday who seemed to think that the hens are able to test the temperature of the ground, and that they can lay their eggs, and you know, at a certain time, and then know by the temperature of the ground that when they need to sit on them. And you know, of course the gobblers, they breed the hens, many of them, during the course of the breeding season, and you know, they were with the hens most of the time, and not a, I don't look for a very successful turkey season for this spring because of the, you know, the weather and everything else. But that's me. Anyway, moving on. Since I don't know all that much about turkey hunting, I'm more than glad to share what I know, but I defer to people who know more about it than I do. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'd like to take one call at least before the first break, and you can call about anything you want to call about. So, yeah, I'm waiting for a call. I'm just going to give them dead air for now till I've been talking for how long? An hour and 15 minutes. So time for somebody else to talk. Nice shirt. I didn't get one. Okay, well, you've been saving it. Grab it. Very good. Yeah. Carrying on an email conversation while we're trying to carry on a conversation with you. There's Walt in Catonsville. We like talking to Walt. I think we fished with Walt. Walt, did you and I fish together at one time?
No, we kind of know each other.
It's the different Walt. I got you. Okay.
I'm the guy that fishes down near the Inner Harbor.
Yeah, that's right. How are you finding it?
May I address something first?
Sure.
I'd like to thank all our military and all branches of our military.
I agree.
And I'd like to thank them, even the ones that don't serve in combat, because when you sign those papers, you're more or less saying that you will go to combat.
That's right.
And it's the chosen few that do see combat and receive the carnage. But the hospital situation that we're having right now with our military is a disgrace to our country.
I agree. Yep.
And I feel that those are the people that we should take care of, make sure that they are taken care of.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So.
And,
all right. So, what else is on your mind there, Walt?
I'm wondering, can we catch any crabs on a crab trout line now?
You can try.
Well,
hey.
You think we're going to have to fish deeper than 12?
I don't know. I honestly don't. I mean, the water temperature, you know, the shallower the water, the higher the water temperature, the more I think you would be better off at you know, fishing shallow, quite frankly.
Yeah, but they got to get there.
I understand. I understand, but I mean, in the heat of the day, the middle of the day, I think they're going to be shallower than that, but you got to go out and find out.
I do have a couple shallow spots.
There
also.
You go. All right. Well,
I'd like to know about I fish locally. And I'm wondering if I can throw my lures and catch a few rockfish now.
Probably. Wouldn't be a bit surprised if you did.
Okay.
There you go. I mean, it's been a good year. There's lots of fish out there. Give us a report. Let us know what the crabs and the fish did this weekend.
I will.
Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Alan.
See you, buddy. There he goes. And John on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Doing fine, thank you. Your hard shell crabs and the thickness of the shell.
Yes, tell me about that.
Well, I am not a scientific expert. I will give that. But the closer that you have harvested that crab or it's been harvested and you're eating it versus to the last time that it shed.
Right.
Will definitely affect the hardness. I'm sure there's other factors as well.
No, wait. Are you saying that if you catch a crab or if the crab is just shed and the shell has started to harden, are you saying it's harder than closer
no,
to?
No.
You're saying the further away from the shed?
Correct.
Okay. Well, you know, given these crabs were probably caught in Louisiana or Texas, even Mr. Scher said, I've never seen crabs this hard. So, you know, and he's been eating them for, you know, he's in his 80s now, so he's been eating them for a long, long time. So.
Right, and those may not have had conditions to shed maybe since last fall.
Maybe. Okay.
Once you get into the summer season and you have a shed with every full moon or...
Mm.
However the cycle goes,
right?
You might have what they call paper shells, which they shed, they grow larger.
Yeah, sure. And then the further they get along, the harder the shell gets. Yep.
Correct.
All right. Very good.
Have a great day.
Thanks, John. See ya. Bye-bye. All right, we got to take a short break. Mark Hoke is on the line. We want to talk to him, my buddy Josh, Tacklebox Tim, and Mike in Annapolis. So we've got all those calls lined up. Don't hang up, anybody, if you can hang on. I want to tell you about the Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies. We're at Chesapeake Outdoors, of course. They're located at Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's 39B Dominion Road. And you'll see the shop before you make the turn. You just turn right there on Dominion Road and go around the bend a little bit, and you'll find them. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. They've got the Bubba Blade knives. That's right. If you're doing any kind of fish filleting, you need that. Rods, reels, and tackle. And bait. Not only live bait, but frozen bait as well for any type of fishing that you want to do. Of course, they've got the rockfish lures and all you need for rockfish. But, you know, let's talk about crabbing. They've got a full selection of crab pots and crab lines and trot lines and, you know, anything you want to do for your off your own dock, off your own pier. If you want to run a trot line, they've got that, and they'll help you use that equipment too. They'll teach you how to use it if you need that. Their courteous staff will be more than glad to give you as much instruction as you need. And, of course, a cool full complement of bows and crossbows. All this at Chesapeake Outdoors. That's Route 50 East, exit 39B on Kent Island, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Go in there and check them out. You need to. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
If you enjoy gardening, I always recommend Schellinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or flat, and perennials by the pot. Bedding plants, planters, and hanging baskets, too. Colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs, too. Papa John's Farm, just off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or for your church. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schellinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, don't forget our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, fishing tackle and bait for any type of fishing that you might want to do this weekend or in the weeks to come. That's right, panfish, trout, striped bass, all of it. They've got it, everything. I think that's a pretty complete statement. Go see them. bait, tackle, rod and reel repair, gunsmithing, firearms for home protection, for hunting, for shooting. They've got it all. Clyde Sports Shop. You got to love them. They've been around since 1957. If you need it for hunting or fishing, Clyde Sports Shop has it. That's right. No specials right now. They might have something there, but nothing that they told me to talk about other than to tell you, hey, they love seeing you. They're ready to go. They've got all the bait lined up. They've got all the crab pots and crab supplies you need. So stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Their prices are always good. They're at 410-242-6108. No kidding, their prices are always good, even during the run-up to the firearms, all that stuff with the firearms ban and Senate Bill 281 and all that stuff. They kept their prices right where they had always been. They didn't try to jack up the prices to try and make more money, even though the demand was very high. So I admire them for that. I admire them for being good, sound business people. Bill and Clyde are top-notch individuals. 242-6108 is their phone number, 410-242-6108. 247-FISH, 410-247-FISH, 24-hour fishing hotline. Clyde Sports Shop.
And we're back.
Let's talk to Mark. Thanks for calling in, Mark. How you doing, Mark Hoke?
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm just heading to work, living the dream and heading to work.
I know. You work hard, but you spend a lot of time with wounded veterans, don't you?
That's what this weekend is about. You know, I just want to take my hat off to everyone that serves and the families, the mothers, the fathers, and the wives and kids that support those men and women that serve our country.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
But, turkey hunting yesterday. I took me and Gene Hyatt went out, and Gene killed a nice bird yesterday afternoon.
Good for him on the last afternoon. Wonderful.
Yeah, we argued on who was going to shoot, and finally we worked it out. But he killed a nice bird yesterday.
Now, how do you work that out?
Well, it was – he told me he was a better – he could run the camera better than I could. I was going to live longer than him, so I should – he should go ahead and shoot, so he ended up shooting one yesterday. So
no, wait, he told you to go ahead and shoot?
No, well, he wanted me to shoot, and I wanted him to shoot, and he said he could run the camera better, and I said, well, I was going to live longer than he was.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right.
You know, we've had some interesting discussions in the blind, in particular about which one's smarter, a goose or a deer, but, you know, That's an argument for another day, but I would have liked to have heard that discussion when that bird was coming in, because I know how you are.
Well, his gun didn't fire. He had his gun. I had mine. His gun didn't wouldn't fire for some reason. And I said, "Do you want me to go ahead and shoot it?" And next thing I know, he slipped a gun out of my lap, and he ended up taking my gun and shooting it. So I still got to figure that one out. I don't know how that went down.
Well, see, you let the man shoot. You say to the guy, "Go ahead and shoot the turkey," and he's going to shoot it one way or the other. So even
That's
with
it.
Your gun, yeah.
No. He did the right thing.
I know.
We had a good afternoon.
It sounds like it. Well. All right, man. Not like you haven't killed a turkey before, or him either.
Right.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah,
well, good.
That was awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, I appreciate that. And yes, you. I want to applaud NPLB. No person left behind. If they Google that, they're going to find your organization. And you guys do. You put your money where your mouth is. You support those troops. You take them hunting. You take them fishing. You take them crabbing. And I was talking about a little bit about spending time with the wounded veterans, and that goes all to your organization. And is there anything that you want to tell the people on how to contact a group or any of that?
No, I mean, they can, like I said, they can go on the website. You know, if they go to Operation Second Chance.
Operation Second Chance, right.
Right, and Google it and go on the site and check us out. But, I mean, more importantly, you know, these men and women are coming home, and when they do get home, they need support. You know,
right.
They have support here locally at the hospital, but once they do get home, some of them don't have family. Some of them don't have that support group that
right.
You would expect, you know, and they need that.
Exactly.
Men and women, and help them. You
sure.
Know? And like you said before, this is the reason why this country's so great, and it allows us to do what we're doing.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
But like I say, Look us up on the website, check us out, and it's more importantly, we just want people to come out and understand that these guys need support and girls need support.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
And we appreciate it, Alan, you know, everything you're doing and coming out and being that voice for us. I mean, that definitely goes a long way, because people wouldn't even know about us if it wasn't for people like yourself that, you know, tell them that, you know, that these things are going on out there.
They are, absolutely. Yep.
And we do, you know, our hat's off to you, too.
Well, that's just a small part of it, Mark. You guys are the ones that do the bulk of the work. So,
well,
all right, man. Look, right, I appreciate
buddy.
It. Nice talking to you the other day. I'm glad you called me.
All right, bud.
Thanks,
care.
Mark. Bye-bye. There goes Mark Hope. Okay, now, top that one. We got Mike in Annapolis, Tackle Box, Tim and Josh in Mount Airy. Thanks for waiting, guys. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was wondering, what's the latest on the rockfish catch? Is it still intermittent or what?
You know what? I haven't been paying that much attention to it. Let me see if I can get a fishing report here for you later in the hour. Maybe I'll call Bud down at Fishbones or something like that.
Okay.
All right.
The thing I've been trying to figure out, and I haven't been able to do this, is why do we restrict recreational crabbers from keeping females, and we don't restrict commercial crabbers from keeping them? What's the reasoning behind that?
Good question. Good question. We do restrict them in some degree, Mike. So
yeah, I know they do. But
yeah, but let me get into that at a later date. We'll talk more about that maybe next week or the week after. Okay.
Okay. One other question: does anybody have any idea what the catch is, commercial versus recreational, in crabs?
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah.
I mean, is commercials 20 times recreational or what?
Again, Mike, let me get that information for you. That's something I don't have at my fingertips. I probably have, I know I have the 2013 assessment, and you can go on the website, too. You can go on the department's website and check that out. That's at the www.dnr.state.md.us or dnr.maryland.gov.
I've been on the website and looked around, and I couldn't find anything, but that's not unusual. Some
yeah.
of these websites are so complicated.
Yep.
Let me
pass that on, and maybe they can make it a little less complicated. How's that sound?
I'll bet the recreational crabbers spend a lot more money on crabbing than the commercial people do. Not that they catch more, of course, but it just seems to me that...
Really? Do you really think that, Mike?
Yep.
You do?
How much does a commercial crabber spend on stuff versus recreational crabs?
Are you talking about bait and fuel and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, everything.
Are you really? You think the recreational guy that does it on the weekend spends more than the commercial guy that does it every single day? I think you better rethink that, Mike. I really do.
Okay, I will.
All right, thanks. Here he goes. Let's talk to Tackle Box Tim. Good morning, Tackle Box.
Good morning, Al. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, you and your previous caller, Mark, you guys said it all about, you know, making sure you talk to these folks and give them praise for the service to their country.
You know what, Tim? Well, this show's about hunting and fishing, and a lot of vets like to hunt and fish, and, you know, Mark's more involved in that than I am. I mean, I've been on a few of the dove hunts and deer hunts and things like that, and I've talked with the guys, but I'm not active in the group, not as active as I had been, being involved with the vets. But you know what? We talk about fishing and hunting as though that's some kind of exclusive thing from being human. You know, you go to the grocery store every week or whatever. You're out and about. You're at the gas station. Guy pulls up, or you're in a convenience store and you see a serviceman in there. Buy him a coffee. What's that going to cost you?
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're just in passing, say, hey, buddy or ma'am, thank you for your service.
I say that every time I see somebody in uniform. Eating crabs the other night, there was a vet sitting in the lobby, had a hat on, Vietnam vet, and he had the shirt on and all that. And apparently the guy was with the new him, and he spoke to him, and I said, thank you for your service, man. He goes, yeah, man, thank you very much. And it doesn't take anything to do that.
No, it's not like you're even going out of your way.
No, you're absolutely right. But, you know, people hate the military so much, and they hate the war effort so much, and they hate this and they hate that. You don't have time for a bunch of haters. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So,
but the last Saturday, my pro bass friend Randy Arnall and I had the opportunity actually honor and privilege to take a wounded Marine out for a day of bass fishing.
What's wrong with that deal, man?
Yeah, really. Actually, it was. I know you don't want me to go into a lot of detail, but it was a tournament to raise money for wounded Marines last Saturday.
Right. Okay. You're welcome to talk about that anytime.
There were 35 guys, 35 captains that took wounded Marines out.
Wow.
They were able to get these guys out on water, get them fishing, different levels of knowledge of fishing. But Randy and my goal was not to really, if we did well in a tournament, hey, fantastic. We were out to get this guy a good day on the water.
Right, exactly. And that's all they're looking for.
Yeah, we didn't know it at the time, but this young Marine had his lifelong friend with him trying to help him get through his ordeal of losing his leg.
Right.
He said they'd known each other since they were in the third grade, so this guy
right.
came along and been with him through the whole ordeal of getting back.
Sure.
The night before, they had a dinner at the local casino.
Mm-hmm.
They marched these 35 Marines in through the casino with 100% of all the gambling stopped.
I'm sure it did.
The ovation that these guys got while they walked through the casino was heart-touching.
Good.
It's one of the most heart-touching things I've ever seen.
Good.
I mean, that was just fantastic to honor these guys for the service and their sacrifice.
Yep. Well, don't forget about my generation, buddy. Don't forget about about the Vietnam vets that came home alone one at a time. They were reviled by our society because there were a bunch of haters back then, too. And my hat's off to the Vietnam guys. I mean, they went through every bit as much, saw every bit of the horrors of war as the recent returning veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan, no question about it, and got very little credit for what they did. So my hat's off to that generation, too. I mean, the greatest generation, of course, World War II, the Korea vets, we honor them for their service. The Vietnam vets, the ones that I remember the best, were the ones that were the most disrespected men in our country. And I feel bad for that. I really do. I mean, for the way they were treated. And I talked to them, and they still feel the sting. They still remember being called baby killers and everything else that they were called when they came back. And now you've got the very same people running our country. For God's sake, our Secretary of State, he wants to be recognized for his service in Vietnam, but he comes back and he talks about our military in the worst possible way, and he pretends to throw his medals over the fence. And now this guy's the Secretary of State. Give me a break. Yeah. No wonder there's resentment out there for this administration. No wonder. And we leave our diplomats. We don't protect them overseas. It's just I don't want to get into the political end of it and get negative, but I want to say we need to honor those people who served and fought and are wounded and died. And, Tim, things like you guys do, you, Mark Hoke, take these guys out and try to restore a little bit of sense of sanity and normalcy to their lives. I salute you guys. I really do.
We appreciate that. Last Veterans Day, took my next-door neighbor out. He served in Vietnam in the Navy, and at the end of the day, he's an old school guy. He likes to throw into the pot for the expenses of the day. He said, "How much gas money do I have?" I said, "You don't owe me anything."
There you go. That's right.
Service.
Yep.
Thank you for your service.
Yep. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks for what you do, Tim. There he goes, and we'll take Josh's call, and then we'll take a break. Good morning, Josh. How you doing? Josh, you with
me? I thought we were going to break first.
Why? Did they tell you we're going to break? Do that, but why don't you just go ahead and then we'll take the break. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me.
I got a picture of you the other day that somebody shot a turkey for you, or what?
Yeah, I wanted to let all your listeners know there's one more week in PA, those that are turkey addicts.
Ah, that's right. There is another week up there. That's right. Yeah, it starts a little later and ends a little later in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, one more week, and I believe it's this last week is all day
good
afternoon hunting as well.
Yeah,
but they started late up there too.
Did they?
Yeah, my cousin got one on the farm Thursday before last. Never gobbled nothing. Really quiet. And then last weekend they all opened up.
Yeah,
and they were gobbling on the roost. We saw them chasing a couple hens. Now whether those hens were going to let them breed or not, I don't know. But
right,
We saw a total of 7 gobblers last Saturday.
Wow. And, yeah. And I know you got one. Congratulations.
Yeah. Now, I won't brag on how big mine was or anything.
But that's all right.
It wasn't a big bird.
That's all right. No problem.
You know, with two little kids now, my whole turkey hunting season lasted about 3 hours. That's all I had.
Yeah, well, I got out the first day, and that was it, unfortunately. And, you know, we got to hear the bird, but that's all right. You know, maybe next year. Problem is, in turkey season, I'm so wrapped up in not only the Maryland Hunting Quarterly getting the summer issue out, but also the Crab Magazine. It's just my absolute busiest time of year, you know, and it makes it tough to do any rock fishing or any turkey hunting. I love it. And I've chosen my own career path, but, you know, it is what it is. I don't get to do it as much as I want. So,
well, if you ever retire, which I know you're not.
I'm not going to retire.
We'll get together and go. Maybe my kids will be older by then.
Exactly. Give me a call sometime this weekend. I got a lot of things to update you on.
Will do, sir.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Josh.
Take care.
See you, buddy. Bye. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you need it for fishing, they've got it. If you need it for hunting, they've got it. If you need a firearm for self-protection, they've got that. If you need a nice gun, a nice firearm of just about any brand that you want to use for shooting sports. And I'm coming up here on the 7th. I'm going to be in a Sporting Clays shoot for charity. And, you know, Clyde Sports Shop has it. They've got the great Browning Satori over and under. That's great. They've got the semi-automatic firearms. They've got the doubles over and unders and things like that. So, you know, check that complete selection out at Clyde Sports Shop. The prices are good. The selection is wonderful. And if you need a handgun for shooting or for self-protection, home protection, they've got all that, too. Don't forget about that. And, of course, if you need it for fishing, like I said, plenty of live bait, plenty of frozen bait, plenty of good tips and suggestions from the guys there behind the counter. They can help you out. Minnows, you know, peelers, bloodworms, you name it, they've got all of it at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. The phone number, 410-242-6108. And the fishing hotline is 410-247-3474. 247-FISH for the fishing hotline. And again, that number for Clyde's, the email or the website is clydessports.com, two S's in the middle. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Now, on the Eastern Shore, we've got Chesapeake Outdoors, another great sponsor. Chesapeake Outdoors is located just past the Bay Bridge. Once you get on over across the Bay Bridge, you're going to look for exit number 39B, Dominion Road, 39B on Route 50. You get off that exit, and you go right there to right around the corner to Chesapeake Outdoors, and you can find rods and reels and tackle for all types of fishing, for bays, for the tidal rivers, freshwater fishing, live bait, frozen bait. Did I mention they had live bait and frozen bait? Did I mention they have crab bait and everything you need for crabbing, crab pots and crab lines and trot lines and white boots and camo? If you want to wear it for crabbing, you can get it right there. They've got every crabbing accessory you need. And, of course, the Bubba Blade knives, we've got to mention those. Archery supplies for the upcoming bow season, bows and crossbows by all major manufacturers, and their friendly and courteous staff will help you find what you need and give you suggestions on what you need for fishing and hunting. Route 50 East, exit 39B, that's Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500, that's 410-604-2500. 2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
High pressure over the mid-Atlantic will keep beautiful weather in place here through the holiday weekend. In fact, we're going to look at warmer temperatures over the next few days. 76 today with sunshine. Fair skies tonight, 57. Sunny skies tomorrow, warmer, 80. And Memorial Day, sunshine, mid-80s. Richard Ubetting at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. The wearable device movement sparked a surge of digital fitness trackers, smartwatches, and head-mounted displays for adults to monitor their health or interact with their smartphones. Now it's invading the nursery, and tech-enthused parents are eager to clothe their newborns in gadgets that send back all sorts of data. There's the $200 Mimo Baby, a set of three baby body suits that includes a device used to measure respiration, skin temperature, and body position. The product sends the vital sign information to a smartphone. There's also a $250 Smart Sock that senses a baby's oxygen saturation and heart rate. Manufacturers like Rest Devices, which makes the Mimo Baby, say they take safety concerns seriously and constantly test their products. The companies emphasize their products are not medical devices that would require Food and Drug Administration approval. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished.
How did you do it? Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the monthly fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Call now 1-800-535-8815.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The guy called in and wanted to know if the garden show was on. That's the call. That's what the guy wanted to find out if the garden club's going to be on. What'd you tell him? Did you tell him to call back when the garden club is on and stop wasting our time? I mean, I'm sure he's a very nice person, but give me a break. I think I just saw Alan Summers here. Do you know the best way to prevent your garden from being stolen is to use the garden club? Apply it every time you leave your garden. Does anybody use those things on their cars anymore, the club? You remember that thing? You lock your... I think I had two of them at one time. You put them on your steering wheel, you stretch them out, and you lock them. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Yes, indeed. The Wall Street Journal Report, the momentum killer on the Outdoorsman radio show every week. Under contract, unfortunately, but we're more than glad to take your calls up to the end of the hour. We will have another break, short break at the end. Yes, indeed. So, I've been talking. What can I say? There's Herb. What does Herb want to talk about? Good morning, Herb. How are you?
I'm good. What I wanted to talk about is there's a, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, Back River in Essex.
Many people have heard of the Back River there, Herb.
Okay, just want to make sure. You know, for years it was so polluted. It was in your fishing game magazines and everything, not to eat anything out of there. But I've lived on here and my family's lived on here since the 1920s. I haven't been here since the 1920s, but my family has. But, and you know, it's really been deteriorated and everything, but the fish are always here. There's a little spot called Muddy Gut that you have fish down there just jumping out of the water. You have two bald eagles nest down at the end of it. I mean, it's a beautiful, serene little spot, but it never got the attention that it really needed.
Herb,
there was a group. Go ahead.
How far up back River have you ever gone?
every bit of it, all the way up. That's what I was going to say. I'm part of a group called Back River Restoration Committee, and we're trying to clean Back River up. And if you go up all the way up Heron Run or North Creek, and you go all around there, you wouldn't believe the stuff that's there.
No, I've been there. I've gone all the way up Back River to the I don't know if it's the mouth or whatever you want to call it, but I've seen the wall of garbage that it flows, you know, that it flows through.
We've got that. The Back River Restoration Committee are the ones that have that boom that used to have all that trash used to float down through from the city out into there. You know, when they first built the Back River sewage treatment plant to take handle all the crap from Baltimore City and everything, that area was an amusement park and stuff over there.
I know.
And they told them originally when it was built, the Maryland engineers back in the early 1900s, not to build it there because there wasn't enough flush and it was going to kill all the oyster and clam beds at the mouth of Back River, and it did. And, the reason I was calling is that, you know, in Back River,
do me a favor, get to your point quickly, please.
My point was you have a small river like that, and you have these people coming in here with these huge nets catching 40, 50,000 pounds of fish out of there. And how long does it take to replenish that? That type of commercial fishery, trying to take the menhaden and whatever they catch out of that little tiny river, it takes forever to replenish that water. I mean, with the fish. It's crazy.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your opinion on that. I can't address that situation at the moment because I don't know enough about it, but I'll do my best why don't you send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. With your concern, and I'll pass it on to people to find out who knows more about the 30,000-40,000 pounds of menhaden coming out of Back River, and we'll try to get an answer for you. How's that?
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Thank you. 410. No, we're not. We don't have time. I got to tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you need it for fishing or hunting, stop by and see Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108 for a fishing update. 247 Fish. Sorry I didn't get to call Bud this week on the rockfish, but we're just flat out of time.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret.
For some reason, I'm just going to mention the Vietnam vets today. I don't know why.
These are men, America's best.
True fighting
100 men.
Men. Totally disrespected.
Today, but only three.
Hats off to you, Vietnam vets.
When the Green Beret.
Hats off to all our vets.
To live off nature's land.
We do know why you fought and died.
Trained in combat, hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret.
All right, let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy? Hello, Glenn.
Ah, you mean me? It's Glenn.
What is it?
How you doing there, partner?
I'm good, partner. What's going on?
Well, first off, to all the young men and women that served in the military, I want to thank them for their service to our country.
Right.
But I called you. I grew up on the Severn River.
Okay.
Been fishing here now close to 60 years.
Right.
And I can remember back in the day when we had bluefish tournaments and stuff in the bay.
Yeah, we mentioned that. We mentioned that in the last hour. Yeah,
20-plus pounders.
Yeah, I know.
And you don't even hear or see any hardly bluefish anymore.
Well, they're starting to come back a little bit in the lower bay. We see them every year, a few here, a few there. They came back a little bit last year, but nothing like back in the day when those big giant bluefish roamed the bay. No, we don't see that anymore. And they just kind of disappeared all of a sudden, just kind of like the hardheads disappeared all of a sudden. And, you know, we get this, we hear this, well, it's cyclical or cyclical, however you want to say it. You know, things go in cycles. Will they come back? Don't know. Don't know. I'd love to see it. I mean, they catch a lot of bluefish offshore, and they continue to catch them offshore. They just don't make that left turn and come into Chesapeake Bay anymore.
Oh, so no particular reason for it.
Not that we know of. Not that we know of. But
there's rumors abound.
Well, rumors always abound about everything, buddy. Hey, we're at the end of the show, Glenn. Thanks for calling in. We'll see what we can do about the bluefish, okay?
All right, y'all take care now.
All right, buddy, take care. Man, Mike O'Brien and I caught bluefish. We caught and cleaned 26 bluefish from, I don't know, 6 to 10 pounds one day. We had more bluefish than we knew what to do with. And maybe that's part.